this new symphony. It's my farewell.
You're not that sick.
No. My farewell to music, as I've always known it, as I've always written it.
It is Vienna in the early 1820s. Ludwig van Beethoven is struggling to complete what he hopes will be his masterwork, the Ninth Symphony of his already storied career. In an effort to assist the ailing and deaf maestro, his publisher sends for a music student to copy the original charts.
I've come from the conservatory. You insisted on his best composition student.
But you're a woman.
Forgive me, Herr Schlemmer. I may be a woman, but I am the best student.
Young Anna Holtz is awed to be in the presence of a musical genius, but she nevertheless lets him know her opinions.
Right before the choir comes in, B major, D major. You have it in B minor. Mm-hmm. I wrote it in B major. Why did you change it?
I didn't change it.
Oh, what?
I didn't change it. I corrected it.
Corrected it? You corrected it?
Yes, I knew you didn't intend to keep it in B major.
Really?
Maestro and student forge a relationship through the music as she helps him complete the seminal work and conduct its premiere performance in 1824. Every beginning music student has seen the stern-faced bust of Beethoven glowering over their first notes on the keyboard. It's an iconic image that Ed Harris says he needed to overcome in order to play the great composer.
You have to pay certain homage to the image because that's how people know him. So, I mean, just from a physical standpoint in terms of a wig or whatever you're going to try to do facially, I tried to put on some weight, you know, of the months I had prior for preparation. And then, you know, once you do that, the most important thing is this is a human being. However much of a genius he might have been, arguably the greatest musician that ever walked the planet, he still lived and breathed and had his feet on the ground, and you have to get down in there and try to find out where he lived and do your best job, you know.
Why do you wish to be near me?
Because it makes me believe that I too can write music.
The character of Anna Holtz is pure fiction, and Harris admits he had some misgivings about that at first.
And I actually asked the writers, I said, why bring this fictitious character into what is a pretty interesting situation anyway with this guy in the last couple of years of his life? And they basically said we really wanted to give Beethoven an opportunity to express himself and to talk about what it was he was trying to do or doing, how he felt about it, where it was coming from on some level. And we felt we needed a person for him to talk to, that he trusted.
She's played by German-born actress Diane Kruger.
I could really relate to Anna. You know, she's obviously a woman of her time, but she's also modern. She really knows what she wants to do with her life. And I can only compare it to, like, a young woman of our times meeting, I don't know, Mick Jagger. For example, you know, she's in awe of him, but she also admires his talent and tries to learn as much as he, in the end, learns from her.
I came to Vienna because God wishes me to be a composer.
Well, then he made a serious mistake in making you a woman.
You should not talk about God that way.
I assure you, Anna Holtz, the Almighty and I understand each other perfectly. We're like two bears in one den. Growl and snarl and claw at one another. Sleep at each other's backs. No one dares come near us.
Sounds like a very lonely religion.
Loneliness is my religion.
Director Agnieszka Holland describes the music as a character in the film and the fictitious relationship with Anna as a means of understanding the character of the man who created it.
The journey during the film is to learn about the music, but also to learn about a man and to come closer and closer to the music and to the man.
Music is the language of God. Musicians are as close to God as man can be. We hear his voice. We read his lips. That's what musicians are, Anna. And if we're not that, we're nothing.
The screenplay for Copying Beethoven is by Christopher Wilkinson and Stephen Revell. The film was shot in Hungary, with locations in and around Budapest doubling for 19th century Vienna. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.